Hey guys, it's Phil Hendry, and welcome to today's Encore. Now, I know today's a Friday. We usually don't do Encore shows on this very day of Friday, but it is, it's getting toward the end of, not really toward the end of summer, it's getting to the final months of summer, the final month of summer, and there's a lot of business that's stacking up, so we needed to get to some stuff today, especially tonight. Therefore, I also have to announce there is no chat for this evening. There will be a Saturday Cinema tomorrow. It may be a repeat, it may not. I'm sure you understand. I apologize. All will be made clear in the forthcoming days. Nonetheless, we do have what I think is an outstanding Encore show for you today. This is one from actually 1 year ago today. It is Bobby and Steve Dooley. And on this particular show, and by the way, you will note there is no video of today's show from last year. We will have a video featuring slides of me looking stupid, but what can I tell you? Anyway, there is no actual video of the show being performed. That's because 1 year ago today, I disallowed Bobby and Steve's video of a re-commentary on The Wild Women of Wongo. Those of you who remember The Wild Women of Wongo, you may remember The Wild Women of Wongo, and you may be sorry that you do remember The Wild Women of Wongo. I'm sure you understand what I mean by that. You don't? That's okay. So let's check it out. From 1 year ago today, it's Bobby and Steve Dooley, and they're doing a version of Bobby's podcast, which was the Bobby Dooley. It was actually the Bobby and Steve Dooley podcast, starring the Bobby Dooley. I don't know what it's called, but let's check it out. From 1 year ago, that would be August the 14th of 2019, Bobby and Steve Dooley and the Bobby and Steve. Here it is.
Bobby and Steve Dooley with the Dooleys and the Bobby Dooley, the Bobby Dooley Show. Thank you very much, Margaret. And it's Bobby Dooley, huh? I'm very sorry.
I guess we ought to be lucky, Rennie. You didn't have your mouth full of zucchini.
It's called. Wow. Okay. Thanks a lot. I'll see you later, Steve. Honey, it's called zucchini. It's not zucchini.
Oh, I thought zucchini. I don't know why I said that, but
it has a slight. When you say zucchini, there's a slight resonance of filth. I don't know. For some reason, I think of a urination or something. But
yeah, no, I totally understand.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Bobby and Steve Dooley Show. The Bobby Dooley Show. A lot of people think that's redundant, but I think it just further reinforces the fact that it's the Bobby Dooley Show, but also Bob Dooley. Steve Dooley's here.
My name is Steve Dooley. My wife is Bob Dooley. It's Bobby Dooley.
I love this song. Let's listen, shall we? This is Holiday for Strings, and it's being done by the Voices of Walu or Wahuwulu.
It's Hawaiian?
I think so. The Voices of Walter Schumann. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's not Hawaiian.
No, that wouldn't be Hawaiian. All right, Steve. So you heard it before we were able to announce it, but we knew fully in advance that General Shaw was walking off of the Saturday Cinema and would no longer be on the show. I believe that we're allotted, or should be allotted, some equal time so as for to talk to you about why we essentially will be hosting Saturday Cinema again this weekend, but I know Mr. Hendry hasn't made a final determination on that.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry had told us that we can go ahead and we'll host another Saturday Cinema this weekend. Also, we want to make sure that the Lady of Wongo.
Oh, these are the Wild Women.
Yeah, the Wild Women of Wongo. We want to make sure the Wild Women. Sorry, the Wild Wubby. The Wild Rubber.
The Wild Women, Steve.
Oh, the Wild Women of Steve. Can I help out?
Chris Norton was going to be our guest. No, you can't help out.
Sorry. The Wild Women of Wongo, we're going to do a new voice track, too.
That's going to come up after the podcast today, so it's not to interfere with the podcast that we're going to do right now. And certainly, while I think it's worthy to include it in the podcast, it's going to be a different podcast. Also joining us on the program today is Chris Norton, who's a filmmaker. And Chris, I know that you do a lot of adult films, but as a filmmaker, you know the troubles and the tribulations, you know?
Yeah, it's you know. It's pretty hard to keep it all together.
It is pretty hard to keep it together. I do adult films, and that makes it doubly hard because as an adult filmmaker, the temptation is not just to make the film, but to leap into the action, you know.
Do you have to be an actor when you do that?
Yes. Do you have to be in the cast?
Well, not if you're the executive producer. If you're the executive producer, and which is what I am on all my adult films, and I see the action getting pretty hot, you know, I'll start to take my underwear off and just say, look, somebody else catch this scene for me, and I'll hand the megaphone over to Bill Biffcock or Tad Dunkings. And
I love, who are those guys?
Those are like assistant directors.
So you hand the megaphone. I didn't know they still, do they use megaphones?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you've ever seen movie directors, they have a megaphone. They go, yeah, hey, take two, or, you know, be, you know, shut up or something like that.
Yeah, those are old timey movies.
Well,
aren't those, yeah, wasn't that in the olden days?
I mean, it might have been some of it in the olden days. I'm not sure, but as far as I know, you know.
So anyway, we interrupted you. Go ahead.
If you're a film, adult film producer like I am, and you're watching, and I've directed some very hot. I've told you about Climb Rest Mountain.
Yes, I heard Climb Rest Mountain, and the other one, Took a Walk Again last night in your backyard.
Took a Walk Again last night, late last night, by 9:45 in your backyard. Is the most recent one we did.
Now, this has gone through a couple of titles, if you don't mind, to friends at home. Chris's films often have working titles.
Yeah, well, the working title was, I Took a Walk in Your Backyard Late Last Night by 9:45.
And you've changed it.
Yeah, we did. We changed it to...
So you just moved backyard to the end, which makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I mean, that's where the backyard, I don't know, you know.
We're talking to Chris Norton, who is an adult filmmaker. So one of the things, and the reason why we have Chris on, is he's familiar with the making of the movie. Or he's the familiar one who's familiar with making of the movies.
I'm familiar with making movies.
That's correct, yes. Steve and I were here this last weekend. We had to redo a Saturday Cinema twice on account of the technical difficulties.
Yeah, I did. I heard the first one. I heard both of them, as a matter of fact.
What do you think happened?
Well, I think Mr. Henry and I were both working on it prior to the show.
Oh, you worked on it with Mr. Henry? Why is that? I thought...
Well, Mr. Henry knows about audio because of this being his show. And I simply said to him, it's possible that the audio is not loud enough. And he said, yeah, you know, he looked at me and went, yeah, you know what? I didn't think, he kind of shook my hand and said, thank you for leading me out of the darkness on that. And I said, yeah, okay. And sure enough,
so the
hold on, slow down, Steve. Take a deep breath. Another one. Go ahead.
The level or the volume wasn't loud enough.
That's exactly right, Mr. Dooley. The levels, the volume on the movie was simply not loud enough. It had nothing to do with anything have to do with a microphone. It had nothing to do with anything have to do with nothing. So. That was interesting, and, you know, I was very fortunate, and I'm very happy, and I'm very grateful that I was able to, and Mr. Henry was able to figure that out.
So are we prepared when Steve and me go later tonight to do a re-recording of the Wild Women of Wongo, that it's going to be okay?
I'm pretty sure it will be okay. There's no question in my mind about it.
All right, well, Chris, good luck. What other movies are you doing now?
Well, like I said, we've just completed it. I took a walk in your backyard late last night by 9:45. We did Breast of Brass, East of Breast, West of what was it called? I got Shimmerman is here. Dovey, do you know what that's called?
Yeah, it's called Took a Walk. No, that's the other one.
No, what's the one?
Brexit?
Yeah.
Brexit Breasts, East of Your Breasts.
Okay, Breast of Brass, East of Your Breasts.
And that's available now.
Yeah, you can mail order it from our website, and I'll give you that information soon. I don't know what our website's called or anything.
Are you making... I'm going to be very blunt and ask you this question. Are you making money with your films, yes or no?
Yes or no, are you making money?
Are you making money with your films, yes or no?
I mean, I'm not at liberty to say at that time my investors and a lot of people who put out their hard-earned money expect a return, and I can assure them that as sure as God made a green apple, I'm, you know, going to do it.
So you do guarantee a return?
I mean, I can't guarantee a return, but...
How many movies do you have right now?
What?
How many movies do you have out right now?
Like I said, we have Restaurant Climate, Climb Restaurant. We have Breast of Breast, East of Breast. And then we're coming out with a sequel, Breast of Breast, West of Breast, East of Town. And
what is it? Brexit Breast?
No, it's Breast of Breast, East of Breast, West of Town.
Brexit Breasts, East of Breasts, West of Town.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. It's just a title for a sequel, that's all. And then the other one we have, as I mentioned, Took a Walk in Your Backyard Late Last Night by Quora 10.
Steve, all right, Chris Norton, Steve, any other questions?
Yeah, just good luck to you. I hope to win. I hope, you know, we see, you know,
We'll rent your next movie, right?
Y'all.
There goes Chris. What did you just say?
I just went, y'all. Yeah, that was a word. Y'all.
Chris Norton, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, honey.
Oh, sorry. Chris Norton, ladies and gentlemen, and some technical information, you know, about everything that's going on. I'm Bobby Dooley.
I'm Steve Dooley.
We're going to be right back.
The Bobby and Steve Dooley Show, Bobby Dooley and the Bobby and Steve Show, is brought to you by the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And in conjunction with the Western Estates Homeowners Association and the Western Estates Swimming Team, we bring you the Bobby and Steve Dooley Show.
I'm Bobby Dooley. You know, Western Estates is the perfect place to live. You can be considered for living there if you come over to our sales office and take a look at our models and let us take a look at you, and you can take a look at us, but mostly it's going to be us taking a look at you. And then let's go ahead and do a bank check, see if you have the money. If you have the money, but we do a once over and we're not quite sure we're right for each other, we'll say thank you very much. And we give you a beautiful red rose for the ladies, and the gentlemen get a candy bar or something, right, Steve?
Yeah, the gentlemen, we give them a candy bar, a pack of cigarettes or something, and the ladies get us a rose.
And that's if we tell you, thank you so much for looking at Western Estates, but you're not, you know, you're not right for us.
Right. At Western Estates, we want to make sure you're right for us, and you want to make sure that we're right for you. But mostly, we want to make sure you're right for us.
The Western Estates Homeowners Association, taking applications now at 1515 Bungo Boulevard in Western Estates.
That's Bungo with a K.
What?
Hit it, Steve.
And now back to Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Thanks a lot, Mort. And welcome, everyone, to the Bobby and Steve Dooley Show. The Bobby Dooley Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley Show.
And we have, of course, coming up is going to be our Fall-tacular.
We had our Spring-tacular in July. A lot of people have so much fun at the Spring-tacular, they want to do it again.
I know, everybody wants to do it again. We'd love to, but...
we can't have that much fun. So I know a lot of you have got back-to-school time. I know our boys are back to school, and, you know, there's just, it doesn't seem like there's enough time, does there, Steve?
No, it doesn't. And that's why a lot of people say, well, let's do it again, man, you know?
Let's do it again. Let's do the Summer-tacular again. Let's do our Fall-tacular. Well, we thought we'd bring, if we can't get to ourselves to the Summer-tacular.
Let's bring the Summer-tacular to you.
And I thought what we would do is reenact every tacular, the fall, the winter, the summer, and the fall.
And the spring.
And the spring. I'm sorry. The spring, the fall.
The tacular.
No, Steve, it's...
the fall.
I'm sorry, the summer... tacular, the fall, the spring, and the summer. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Uh-oh. Oh,
Chris Norton is still here.
It's the summer, spring, winter, and autumn.
That's it. Summer, spring, winter, and autumn. No, it isn't.
It's the...
the fall, winter...
spring and summer.
Spring and summer, that's it.
Yeah.
And so if we can't bring the... fall or the Summer-tacular to you, we thought we'd bring it to you.
I mean, we can't bring ourselves to it.
Right, we can't bring ourselves to do it. So, whatever that means. Steve, hit it.
Baby.
And here's where I dance. Whee!
And Bobby is now swinging around. Now she's doing this is called a fertility, where she just moves her bottom. This is, you know, we have families.
All right, stop the bottom. Stop. stop your bongos for just a second. Thank you, Steve. Steve's absolutely right. We're a family community. So when I'm moving my bottom towards Steve's nose.
God.
Mr. Norton, this has got nothing to do with what you do, and I'm being very polite when I say what you do. I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's fine. I know everybody thinks all I do is garbage, but.
Well, you know, if the shoe fits, friend. Hey, buddy, you ask me here. You ask me.
We ask you? No. But the fertility dance of the fall, the spring, the summer, and the autumn and the winter-tacular has to do with the fertility. More baby. We love children at Western States. So let's just, when I say that I'm pushing my bottom towards Steve's nose, I suppose what else could we say?
Well, I could say Bobby is now, her hips are now undulating toward my face.
That's probably better.
Yeah. All right. One, two, and one, two, three. Yeah.
All right. Now?
Now Bobby's moving. She's undulating her hips toward my face, to the face area. Now I'm leaning back as I continue to play the bongo. Hey, yeah.
Do it, Steve. Yeah. Work out. Baby, work out.
Now, as I'm, now my head, I'm going to lean my head all the way back, and Bobby symbolically lowers her.
I'm symbolically lowering my hips toward the face, but not, you know, stop. Steve, stop it.
Well, what's wrong? What happened, baby?
I don't know. The whole thing gives me the creeps. The fact that I'm having to describe it.
Well, I mean, it's not anything. It's nothing meant for the radio or for a podcast.
That's the problem I'm having with it. It's not meant for a podcast. It's meant for, not the radio. It's meant for TV.
Yeah, you should see it. Yeah, that's right, folks. You ought to see it, believe.
Would you please, Mr. Norton, thank you very much. Goodbye, Chris Norton.
Bye.
So,
Yeah, I'll give you an example. This is, when we do the fertility dance, there's the female fertility dance and then the male, and I do chanting, and
this is where Steve brings out the tiki torch to poolside, and a lot of the kids are still in there swimming, so we have to get them out of there, because then Steve drops his, well.
I do, I take my bathing suit off, but the kids, we've pushed them, they run off.
The kids have run off, we've run them off, really.
And now comes the dance of the tiki god, which is me.
Yes, tiki man, that's what I said.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now Steve would light, this is where he would light the tiki torch. His bathing suit comes off.
Yeah.
He's just going up to the different women going, yeah.
Yeah.
Waving them forward to dance with him.
All right.
I think we probably, yeah. Good, Steve. Do it. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I'm in Phil's studio.
Go ahead. Take your pants off. No, you better not. I just got the high sign. Who's that up there?
You better not. That's Robert.
All right, Robert.
All right. Hey, here's why I get down on it.
Get down on that thing. And here's where I begin my tiki goddess recitation. One day I was going out. I was walking nude outside. Why are you slowing down?
Oh, I thought you were doing.
What are you doing? What's with the Chico?
Just trying to do a.
Anyway, you know what? You have to see it to believe it, and you've got to believe it to see it.
And you got to.
You've got to see it first.
And then believe it later.
I guess that's what you got to do. This is Steve. I mean, I'm Bobby.
You're Bobby.
I'm Bobby Dooley, and I'm with my husband, Steve Dooley, and this is the Bobby Dooley, Steve and Bobby Dooley Show.
The Steve and Bobby Dooley Show, brought to you by Effervescence. One sip, your mind is unclouded. Effervescence, when you're so depressed, you feel as if you're entering another world. Take one sip, your mind is unclouded, freed, and is escaping through the left ear. Effervescence. And by Motard Radio, 610 on your dial. Hi, everybody, Chip Bandier, and we bring you all the great, wonderful right-wing hits, Deutschland über alles, and, of course, the Horst Wessel song, Mornings at Motard.
610!
The Bobby and Steve Dooley Show is back.
Check it out, everyone. This is the Western States High School Drum Corps.
And it's, I want to thank Wad Winston. He's the teacher instructor of the...
Had a record number of Hispanic students this last, within the last 10 years, I'd say.
Yeah, more and more and more and more.
And all of a sudden, we've got...
I don't think it has anything to do with that. I mean, sure, that's racist.
That's true. I know it's embarrassing for a lot of people to hear such rhythms as these. These are very, very organic. Sort of the lower chakra, you know.
Yeah, it's got a very groin. It's groin centered.
It is. This is music that's very groin centered. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So you heard some of the things that are going to be done at our spring and summer and everything-tacular with me and Steve and with a lot of the people that you know about.
Yeah, and what do you mean about that they know about?
Well, like our sons. And
oh, yeah, Dylan, Seth, Justin, and Dylan. I always say Dylan, Seth, Justin, and Juanita.
Why? Because, oh, God, Steve. Steve had an affair with...
I did not. She's...
With an underage...
No. I always say Dylan, Seth, and Justin, and leave it at that.
All right, we have one more guest to come on here, and we're fortunate enough to have him, because I know he's traveling this weekend.
Well, he's going to be going overseas to England just to go on a vacation, but we're very happy to have him with us, and that is Chef Carl Cedilia on the phone line.
Chef Cedilia, you have a great... Now, you're going to England. Why?
Well, I thought that I'd go to England, you know, just to...
And the phone line is a little muffled.
Yeah. Jesus. I thought that I would go to England. I've got some friends over there who have a cottage. I do some trout fishing. I go to the countryside.
Oh, you go in the country, huh?
Yes, I do.
Well, yeah, thank you for volunteering to be our chef of honor at the Falltacular for our, you know, our opening evening dinner that we have with the couples.
Yes, it'd be my pleasure. And I have to, and I'm very happy to do that. I was your guest of honor last year. I wasn't a chef last year. I just was a guest. And
you were a guest of honor from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Yes. And I felt that it would be necessary for me to take over as cooking, for cooking, if you're going to.
Well, you purchased a home here.
Jesus. No, I can we stop the tape?
What's wrong?
You said you were not going to mention that.
Let's roll back on that.
So, but you come and you visit friends here.
I do. I like to visit friends at Western Estates.
And again, thank you for joining us on the phone.
Yeah, uh-huh. Is that it?
Yes, that's it. Thank you, Chef Carl Cedilia.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You know...
What?
You're trying to tell me you think that people are going to...
Well, Mr. Henry said that the phone system is down, and we wanted it to sound...
Yeah, a lot of the guests are on the phone.
You could have had me just sitting in a studio.
We wanted to do you on the telephone.
That doesn't sound like a telephone. It's just my hands were over my mouth. All right, but I think it's fine.
You think it works?
I think it works. Don't worry about it, Chef.
All right, but I felt like the world's biggest ass. Hell, everybody, I'm on the phone.
Don't worry. We've got everyone will think you were on the phone, and then Mr. Henry will have the new phone. Mr. Henry fired.
Yeah, Mr. Henry fired the phone company, and that's his problem, not yours. And I don't think me going like that sounds like a phone at all. Trust us.
This is Bobby and Steve Dooley, and we were going to recreate the sounds of the women of Wongo one more time. But we were told just moments ago that Mr. Henry does not want that. He doesn't want to hear it. And you know what? I think we should do it anyway.
Yeah, I do too.
So we're going to do it anyway. We're going to do the soundtrack. We're going to do the commentary, a new commentary, a whole new fresh one. But there won't be no video.
Yeah, there won't be no video. I mean, there won't be any video.
That's right. There won't be any video. But there will be a new commentary. So listen up. Coming up, the new commentary of Women of Wongo.
The new commentary.
Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and apparently Bobby and Steve's commentary, the new commentary, their third commentary on the Wild Women of Wongo, blew just as many sheep as the first two. And, of course, we still had this clipping problem because it was the film and its shit audio track that really caused the problem. I apologize for that, and we will return to our usual spectacular audio quality and technical quality overall this coming Saturday.
Bobby and Steve Dooley on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Brought to you by Effervescence. And by Chip Wiegand Real Estate. And by
the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Come on by and visit us. Let's see if you make the grade.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Stay tuned for Bobby and Steve Dooley with yet another commentary on that cut.
Take it easy. You're the hired gun.
With yet another commentary on the movie.
Yeah.
The Bobby and Steve Dooley Show is solely responsible for its content.
I just found out there's no commentary.
I know, we got gypped.
We got gypped.